This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Mike Murphy.
Thank you, Charlie. Yes, I'm Mike Murphy, the host of the Good Neighbor Podcast. We tell the stories of businesses in the community so that people can know business owners as the humans that they are and not just a logo on a business card. And in this case, today, with me, my guest is somebody who kind of touches all local business on some level. He's a friend. He's somebody who I have really come to respect. He's got a big job, and he does it well. And with us today is the mayor of Union, Kentucky, Larry Solomon. And so, Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us, and say hi to the people, and it's nice to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and everyone, so let's get it on, so let's go.
There's a lot to talk about. I mean, you know, I live here in Union, and I drive up and down 42. I drive all through the city. Mm-hmm. I see evidence of the growth that's happening, heavy growth. Mm-hmm. Growth that sometimes people would say is surprising.
Yeah.
And, many of us would say, that's awesome. And some will say, what the heck? So part of why we're here today is to just kind of make sure that we're letting people know truth and reality and why the growth.
Well, it's an interesting statistic is that we are the second largest city in Boone County. Okay. So I tell that to the mayor of Florence, and she says to me, Larry, are you kidding me? Our population of Florence is around 35,000. Yours is 8,000 to 10,000. Walton is like 5,000 to 6,000. I said, yes, we are the second largest city in Boone County. And we always say that because as an attitude, you know, it's not the numbers. It's that we are now a larger city. We're not that bedroom community that we used to be. Mm-hmm. And it's an attitude that I think is starting to prevail throughout the city that we are the second largest city in Boone County. We are the fastest growing city in Boone County, and we are the eighth wealthiest city in Kentucky. And so that's some really nice statistics, and it's really like some problems to have. It's good problems, right? Mm-hmm. But growth, people say to me sometimes, we need to stop growth. Well, you can't stop growth. Growth is like a flowing river. You know, it's going to flow. You can't stop a river from flowing. But you can channel it to different directions so that you can keep the water from getting into your crops or whatever. You can channel the water. And what we do is we try to if we can't stop growth, you can't, but you have to manage it. And what we try to do is manage growth, channel it, manage it, because you have two choices. You can manage growth or it can manage you. And for the past 8.5 years, we have been successfully managing that growth. And how we do it is that we know our demographics. Our demographics are professional households, meaning husband and wife, or both are professionals, that are 30 to 55 years old, that have incomes from $100,000 to $250,000 a year, and have kids. And the reason that they're coming here is because we have the greatest school system ever, in my unbiased opinion now, mm-hmm. in Mann, Gray, and Ryle High School. And so that's our primary demographic. Our secondary demographic are retired professionals, who come here, and believe it or not, people retire to live in Union. And I am one of those individuals. And those retired professionals have grandkids, or like me, they run for mayor, one or the other. So, but those are our professionals. And our strategy is to target that segment or that demographic, and provide goods and services for them. And that's what we've been trying to do. And I think that as a result of this administration has been around for 8.5 years. And I think we're doing pretty well. So,
well, I personally agree. And I know, you know, based on everything you've just said, you're focused on the big picture. You're focused on the future. Like you said, you know, a river can't be stopped. You can kind of channel it. So part of your job is to sort of channel inevitability because, you know, when any city starts decades ago, okay, there's a grand vision in that moment that those people have for growth. And growth doesn't just stop at a certain point. If it does, then that's called stagnancy, you know, whatever. Any city wants to grow, kind of has, you know, the residents have a vision for themselves as a city. So thinking big picture, I know that there's been in place for a long time kind of a grand plan for the growth of Union. And it's kind of at our doorstep now, and we're seeing evidence of it as we drive down the road.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting is that back in 1999, that they developed this thing called the town plan. Mm-hmm. And it's been around for a long time. And the town plan was to build a town center. And the original vision for the town center was a town surrounded by green space, separating between Florence and Union. And that was the original plan. And as time went, they tried to initiate that over the years. And we were really too small at the time to really put that original plan into place. So nothing got done for many years. And in 2021, we developed a strategic plan to really tackle just to make that town plan turn into a town center. And our original strategic plan was to develop a villages kind of place like in Florida, where there's the same owner in the room, and then there's small retail around, and it'd be a gathering place for the city. That was in our 2021 strategic plan. One of our commissioners said, that's not going to work. And the reason it's not going to work is because we're growing the city and the promenade and then all the other projects are, and I can explain those later, what status of those, but they're all growing. Is that what we really need to have is a green space in this development. We need to have our town center to be a park. You know, and you have the green space there. And so what we've done was to divert that from that original strategy. It's still a gathering place, like we still was originally planning, and what the town center was supposed to be as well, but it's a park. And what was funny is that we met on Monday, and we went through all of that and provided an update. And there was a publication our communications people put out about our decisions that we made on Monday. And what we did was we decided, let me go back. In 2022, we bought the Grammys property, which is 23 acres next to Brilliance Avenue. And so we purchased that product, and Grammys was gracious to provide that at a good price to the city. So we purchased that product or that land, and now we're going to start developing it. And then that was our original plan to develop it as a small retail space. But our real question was, how can those retailers compete with all the other retailers around? Okay. So the idea of the park, as I just mentioned, made a lot more sense to us. And so we started moving in that direction. And then we also, in addition to that, if you've been over to our city building, you could realize that city building was built in 1990s, and it was built for a mayor and a clerk in a meeting room. And we've expanded that city building as much as we could. I mean, we're tripping over ourselves.
You are. You're on top of each other in that building. Every time I visit, you're...
Well, the really fun thing was I came into the meeting room one time, or one of our conference room, and there sits a wheelbarrow. And I'm going, what's that wheelbarrow doing there? And, Amy, our public or city administrator, goes, well, Paul needed a place to put it. He's our public works director. He says he needed a place to put it. So we just put it there for a little while. It's like, we have to get out of here. I mean, we have to get a new city. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to. And so what we did was we looked around for places outside of the park area for a city building, couldn't find one. We fell upon the best place to put it was on the corner of Brilliance Avenue and Route 42. And we agreed on Monday, or we agreed before, but we finalized the plans for it on Monday. And so we're going to build it on the corner of on 2 acres on that corner. So hopefully we'll get to that. So we started that process, and then they're going to start developing the park, and it's going to be really cool because the preliminary ideas that I've heard about it, they're going in definitely in the right direction. So if you marry the two, that's going to be the Union Town Square. And that's the name that we provided for that on Monday. I think it's a perfect name because what it does, it tells us that this is still our community center, and it provides the green space that people want. Now, remember, I mentioned that the original plan was a town with green space around it. That was 1999. In 2024, we're going to end up with green space with development around it. So it's mm-hmm. sort of the opposite of what that vision was. But I think that's perfect for Union right now. The plan back in 1999 was perfect for Union back then. This is for 2024. So mm-hmm. we're going to have to revise the town plan to be, one of our commissioners wants to call it the Town Square Plan, the Union Town Square Plan mm-hmm. 2024, something like yeah. that. So we're going to have to update our planning, but I think it's going to be really cool when it all gets done. It's going to be really neat.
Well, one thing you mentioned is the villages in Florida. Now, you know, I'm 61, so I'm very familiar with the villages. It's on my radar. I've been down there many times. Mm-hmm. And one thing that they're doing is they've figured out how to bring people together. Mm-hmm. And so we here in Union are creating our own version of that. We are bringing business together, people together. We're just kind of creating community. Mm-hmm. And if we had built something in 2000, we would be right now saying we wish we had done it differently. And so here we are with our ability to do it differently. Mm-hmm. And so there's tons of opportunity. I think we're blessed that we've had the ability to find the land through the Grandma's family and others to mm-hmm. be able to execute the vision as it exists now. So that's something that I know is one of the moving parts. There's many, many moving parts. It's not just a matter of somebody sitting down and deciding, here's what we're going to do, and let's start it tomorrow. It's much bigger than that. It's so much bigger than that. So,
well, it takes a lot of cooperation, and I thank the Grandma's family for working with us because mm-hmm. We bought that property for $4 million and they had an offer on it for $5.5 million. Okay. And they sold it to us. So, you know, that's a nice degree of cooperation. And in 2021, we had to purchase land or otherwise other developers would have bought everything up in Union and there wouldn't be anything left. So we made that decision in 2021 to purchase that land at that point in time. Now we're going to have to start. Now we're starting the process of developing it. It's going to be kind of neat when it gets done, along with all the other developments that we're doing.
When you say all the other developments, I mean, there's so much. And when people drive up and down 42, or when they log on to their Facebook page, they keep seeing different terminology. There's different projects. And I think there's maybe some confusion. I don't know. Just if you're not close to it, yeah. Like what are the different projects? I know that there's the Union Point Center, there's Uniontown Square, and there's the Promenade, and
Well, let me go through them. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Let's start with the Promenade. That's the number one project that's everybody's seeing right now. They're seeing on Route 42. There are now two more traffic lights on Route 42. Okay. We reduced the speed limit of Route 42 from 55 miles an hour from Rowell High School to Kroger's to 45 miles an hour from 55. Okay. Slowing down that traffic. Because one of the things when I was campaigning last year, especially the people in Harmony, they wanted that traffic slower. And so we successfully got the traffic slowed to 45 miles an hour. In addition to that, with the development of the Promenade, we got two traffic lights put in. So that slows the traffic down somewhat. Okay. Now, in regard to the Promenade itself, obviously there's going to be townhomes in the back end of the Promenade and apartments in the other side. And those are being developed now. And you can see them going up, especially the apartments going up. In the front part of it is there are 11 lots for retail. Okay. The first lot, lot number one, is the UDF, and that's already built and operating. The other 10 lots were designed to be an entertainment district. That was the promise that the developer made, that it be an entertainment district. Now, let me explain what an entertainment district is in terms of the development. Each of the 10 lots were designed to have buildings on it that have 6,000 to 12,000 square foot, a building and appropriate parking for each lot. A building like that is conducive for a restaurant, for an office building, and we have a whole list of approved types of businesses that can go in there, okay? So there's an approved list for that the developer needs to work within. In addition to that, there in that plan, there's allowed two drive-throughs and two pickup windows. But the point is that if you stick to that plan, you end up with an entertainment district. And we had an issue last few months ago pertaining to a grocer that wanted to come in that the developer wanted to change that structure from the 6,000 to 12,000 square foot building to a different structure, where one building would be 19,000 square feet and take up a whole place and use a parking lot for another. And they wanted an exception for that. And the commission decided that there should be no exceptions to that, because if we grant that exception, then what would then happen would be the next guy come along and says, you gave it to them, you need to give it to us. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the entertainment district would go away. So what the commission decided to do, despite the vote from the planning commission, was to stick to the entertainment district, grant no exceptions, and that's what we're doing right now for that. So
okay, so
yeah. So that so we're and by doing that, Union residents want that to be an entertainment district. It's been advertised. They're expecting it to be an entertainment district. And because if we stick to our guns and make sure that it is that an entertainment district, then we're keeping Union uniquely Union, and we're not turning that into a random retail thing. And I'm not saying this to any disrespect for Florence, but you know, they have their own ways of doing things. But yeah. City of Union wants that and expects that. And that's what the recent decision that the commission made to stick to our guns and keep that an entertainment district. We made that decision, and that's what we're doing. So hopefully that lends to it to be fulfilled as an entertainment district. Now, what we're going to do is any of the developments that come in, we're going to keep working with the developer to get the higher end restaurants that we want, using them, using the restaurants that we got. And let me give you one example. One of the requests that they had was for a Chick-fil-A. And one would say, wow, that's going to increase the traffic quite a bit in there. Yes, it is. But two things. One is that the developer made a long deceleration lane to get into the Promenade, which will increase traffic flow. And so people come in and out of there will be getting in and out quickly. And what that does do is increases exposure for higher end restaurants to say, we can go in there because people will know who we are. We get greater brand awareness. And when people come in, maybe next time we go in, we're going to try that restaurant. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is, it's a reason for bringing in more higher. We'll use what we got to bring in higher end restaurants. And let me give you an example. The Outback over on Mall Road is next to a Chick-fil-A. Okay. It's doing very well. Their business is doing quite well. Mm-hmm. And there's cars there all the time. So, you know, it's, we see that as an opportunity to get to the types of restaurants that we need. And so in the end, when all those spots are filled, we'll be at the goal that everybody in Union wants, and it'll be a nice blend of all the types of restaurants and entertainment district that we had, and we're going to hold to it being an entertainment district.
Okay. Yeah, there's a method to all the madness. You have the greater good of yeah. Union and the residents in mind.
Yeah.
People that see a decision being made in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. May wonder, they scratch their head and say, well, why is that? I think you've just done a good job of explaining why some of those decisions are made. It's you're thinking, there's a lot of tentacles that reach out to other parts of the machine. So,
and we got good commissioners that think strategically. Each one of those guys thinks strategically. I'm very proud of those guys.
Okay.
Sometimes they have different opinions, but we work it out and we make good, solid decisions. The other project that we're working on is, you mentioned Union Point Center. You want to finish with that one first? That's doing really well too. And mm-hmm. it's across from Morrell High School. They have a beauty salon there and a liquor store and several other businesses that are doing well. I think that it'll be fine. May be hard to get in there a little bit, but I think that the businesses that are going to do well there are the destination purchases like the beauty salon, doctor's office, and so on. So yeah. I think that project will do well, and it's an asset to the community, and people from all around can go there for convenience and stuff. So that fills in that corner. The other project that I wanted to mention to you is Grader's, Braxton, Dewey's, and a florist shop. Okay, so what I mentioned is, remember I mentioned earlier that if a business targets our demographics, they will do well. Okay, so like I said earlier, we know our demographic, and we try and get businesses in that match that demographic. And I'll give you a great example of that. Grader's just opened up, and I've been after Grader's to come here for a while. And everybody knows that Rich Grader's my lodge brother, and you know, I've been pestering him for several years to come to Union. We compared his demographics to the City of Union demographics, and they match. And so, therefore, that was one selling point for him to come here mm-hmm. because it matched his user base. And when that store opened, okay, the first week that it was open, now Grader's has 56 stores, all right? That store outperformed all 56 stores the first week it was open.
I had no idea that was the case.
That is the case. And wow. And every time I see him, I go, how's it doing? He goes, very strong. And so yeah. I thank the residents of Union for supporting it. And I mean, Grader's ice cream, man, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I think that store is doing well. And when you match the demographics of your base, businesses will do well. And Grader's is one of them. Now, the next part of that development will be the Dewey's and Braxton building. And they were already approved, but they wanted to add an additional building. Now, remember that additional building is there'll be Dewey's and Braxton here, and that right next to it, away from the center between Grader's and, mm-hmm. and Dewey's, will be that little building that they're going to be putting in there. They just wanted an exception for that. They were never going to put a building between Grader's and Braxton. Not at all. And the reason for that is that it's not going to be so much green space. It's going to be an event center. If you've ever been to Braxton down in Covington, okay, and they have all those tents there, and they got all these, they call them pop-up events, and they get these huge tents out there, and they have all these events there. That space between Graders and Braxton, there's going to be used for a lot of events that are going to go on in there. And I was talking to Jake Rouse, who's the CEO of Braxton, and they're heading over to Germany to kind of learn as much as they can about Oktoberfest. And I said to him, I said, well, I expect to see an Oktoberfest in Union and get back. And hopefully that that could be one of their events too. So, and I also asked him, I said, when you do the grand opening, Graders can have their grand opening at 9 o'clock in the morning. Braxton has to have it at 4:30 in the afternoon.
right.
Liquid refreshment goes at 4:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. Ice cream can go at 9 o'clock in the morning. So they're gonna do that. I've already got a promise on that one. So, but expect for them to open in the fall. Okay. That's going to be kind of a fun place, and there'll be a lot of events there, and the city will also participate and will help them wherever they can to promote their events. So
there'll be the ability for the community to have some interaction there as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's going to be really a lot of fun. So that'd be good. So, the other project that we're working on, and you're going to see movement in about a week or two for Brilliance Avenue Extension. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brilliance Avenue Extension is if you're coming from Kroger, you turn left onto Brilliance Avenue and you head, and it's a dead end, and you go into Harmony. Well, we're going to take from that dead end to Mount Zion Road, extend that road. Okay. First of all, the number one reason for that is that road needed to be extended for safety reasons. Because people going out, if you want to go to I-75 and you live in Harmony, and there's a lot of people live in Harmony. It took me 3 days to campaign through Harmony. There's a lot of people. Has to go from Harmony to 42 to the light through the roundabout and head to I-75, right? If we, with the Brilliance Avenue extension, they can go out that extension, hit the roundabout, and head out to I-75. So it's a safety factor. In addition to that, it's coupled with the Grammys development that's going to go in there, which are going to be apartments and retail restaurants in there too. So that's going to be developed as well. And that's going to be starting this year sometime. But you're going to see that coming soon. So those are the key ones: the Promenade, Graders, the Park, Uniontown Square, Grammys. That's a lot going on. Those are our four big ones right now. And over the next couple of years, my term ends not this year, but 2 years. So I have 2.5 more years, and my focus is going to make sure that these projects get completed effectively and completely as possible. Beyond that, beyond these right now, because people view our growth as like this, okay, because of all of these going on right now. But beyond these, we don't see that much beyond that, and we're going to try and slow it down to make sure that it's reasonable, but we want to make sure what we're doing is done well, and that's important before we do more, okay? So our focus, at least my focus, will be on doing these projects as well as we can.
So 2 years from now, when your term is up, Union is going to look vastly different than it does when you began your...
Yes,
it does. And different than it does today.
Right. I hope so. So that means that we can keep things moving and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you build it for the next generation, like you say, and hopefully that we can be the second largest city in Boone County, and Yeah, it's when we started this thing, we were just a small bedroom community, and now not so much. The other thing that I want to mention to you, too, is that we're also trying to bring in targeted businesses.
Yeah.
And that's really important to us. We're going to be the only city in Northern Kentucky that has all three hospital businesses. We have Children's now in the Promenade. We've always had St. E's, and we're going to probably have the other one. I can't mention their name because they always tell me I can't say it. But
they know who they are.
They know who they are. Yeah. We're going to have them too. So so we'll have the three hospital entities with offices here, and at some point in time, I hope that we can expand that to hospitals. Yeah. And that's but you got to take one step at a time. Yeah. But we're trying to focus on professional businesses to come to Union and hospital is a great area to be in. Healthcare is professional businesses, and what that does is provides us the opportunity to have more people in the city during the day and go to restaurants and that stuff during the day. One of the things traditionally that people didn't come to Union was because it was a bedroom community, meaning that people lived here, went to work outside of Union, and there was no lunchtime crowd. And so if we could bring these businesses into Union and develop that lunchtime crowd, we're not a bedroom community anymore, folks. We are the second largest city in Boone County. You know what I mean? So we are an established city, and that's what we need, is that balance of that. But we also need to have, like, we target our residential development, we need to target our businesses as well, so we have the right businesses and services that match the needs of our demographic here and provides them greater service, not only for entertainment, but for business as well.
I know I have a vision for my own business, and that is to live in Union, work in Union, and have a separate office in Union that is kind of in the community, where I can take my lunch and walk, grab a sandwich, see some people, hear some music, whatever. That's just kind of my vision that I'm seeing for myself. It seems to me like a lot of the business owners I'm talking to are excited for that same type of vision. And seems like that's what you're building toward.
That's what we're working toward. And you can go to, in the future, you're going to be able to go down to the town square and go out to the center of the town square, and hopefully we can have small venues for music. You can bring your lawn chair. You can sit and listen, enjoy the green space. Mm-hmm. So be a well balance of work, play, and living, you know, together in this city.
Yeah.
And that's what the balance that we're trying to seek. And again, build the on needs and goods and services that our demographic calls for.
So my wife's going to be a little mad at you, because she's always had the expectation that someday we would move down to the Villages in Florida.
You don't need to move there.
We can retire right here and have the same experience.
Yeah, you can have that same experience and enjoyment that you can here in Union. So,
You and I can sit on a bench together midday and have a Braxton beer and
Ice cream. Yeah. I'm not going to drink beer and eat ice cream at the same time. So.
Well, I'm sure they have beer flavored ice cream or whatever.
Or say it the other way around. Braxton has ice cream flavored beer.
Right.
If you try their black raspberry chip beer, it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
good. Eventually I will work my way through all of them. I promise you.
Yeah.
So before we leave each other, I know that there are plenty of people in the community that just kind of feel like, number one, they want to know what's going on. And this conversation today has gone a long way towards helping that.
Right.
But if people feel like they want to have a voice in the discussion, if they want to just kind of add their two cents and feel like they're being heard, is there a way for them to do that?
Oh, absolutely. One is our commission meetings are always open, and when we build the our new city building, we're going to have a larger commission room, and it's going to be like twofold, so that we can have a wall that can come up and down, so that if we have larger issues, we can expand it to that. And attending commission meetings is a good way to get involved, and we like doing that. One of the things is that we're also doing is expanding our communications efforts to providing more updates as to what's going on in the city and making sure that it's accurate. We want to make sure that all the information that gets out there is accurate and factual and right. And so in addition to hearing it from the press and relying upon that one source of information, we're going to work on getting our sources out there too. So, mm-hmm. so that then you're seeing some more stuff coming from Jamie Lyons, our communications director. And you know, Jamie, is to get more information out there and solicit stuff. She's building a database right now of people so that we can interact one-on-one with them. And my suggestion to those is to get involved in that database. And we will be getting communications out to people one-on-one, and you can communicate with us that way. In addition to that, we're going to try and listen to or try and have more community events, and hopefully that we can do more, public hearings, listen to people, what have to say. There's two types of meetings. One is a public hearing where we listen to people, but by law, our meetings are commission meetings, where you come and you observe. And for our commission meeting, we allow part of that at the once a month for people to express their thoughts and feelings and open it up to them. But by law, we have to conduct our city business by the commissioners talking and people observing. So, okay. But we're going to try and do more public hearings so that we can on issues so that we can open that up some more.
Well, that sounds fair. And I think that that's all people are looking for. You know, people are pretty accepting of change overall. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as they feel like they're being heard, mm-hmm. they want to make sure that their voice is being considered in the overall end result. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're doing that. And I thank you today for kind of updating us on everything that's happening right now. I'm going to tell you, go and sip on some hot tea and some honey, because you've done a lot of talking here today.
Oh, fine.
But that's why I brought you on, because nothing better than getting it from the source of, more than any of us what's going on here. So
I told John Strickle, our state senator, he goes, you can talk a lot about union. I said, John, I can talk all day long about union. It's no problem.
So. It's kind of your job, part of your job anyways.
Yeah, that's what I do. So there you go.
Well, thank you for everything that you're doing for the city and for the community. And thank you for your continued friendship and for fighting for all of us to have a greater community. I appreciate that.
Sure. And let's do this more often. And I'll come back anytime you want me.
Well, maybe we'll do like a quarterly type of thing.
Sure. I'll be happy to do that.
As things change. Things always change. We'll kind of knock on your door and say, hey, tell us all about it.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to do that. And I'm available anytime. So if anybody needs me, wants to talk to me and that stuff, call the office. I'll get a hold of them. So there you go.
Okay. Well, very good. That does it for this episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'll say, until next time, everyone, be good to your neighbor, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Union. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpunion.com. That's gnpunion.com, or call us at 859-651-8330.